Thank you so much for coming. We're grateful to those dignitaries and representatives of government who've taken the time to be here with us tonight. It means a lot. Thank you to those who've come because they knew the people that we have lost. You give a little of something of them back to us by being here. The thoughts I have to share with you this evening are focused on this disaster. But I do hope that the principles that flow from them will be taken on board and put into action in our daily lives. We have gathered here with the specific purpose of remembering those who we have lost. But as we remember them, there is always another remembering lurking not very far away. The remembering of the way in which they were snatched mercilessly from us. And it's what we do with this remembering that I want to think about for a few minutes. I want to take you back to my final words in this place at the 10th anniversary 15 years ago. I said, 5 days after Lockerbie, I sat in my 19-year-old daughter's bedroom. I suppose that I was trying to find a foundation on which to build my strategy for dealing with this deep wound that I had received. I was drawn to the words which the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Rome who were suffering under the Emperor Nero. He said, "Don't be overcome by evil. Overcome evil by doing good." I was born in Coventry while the Nazi bombs were raining down on the city. While studying at the Lanchester College of Art and Technology, I frequently ate my lunchtime sandwiches in the nearby ruins of the old cathedral. Soon after the Blitz, they had taken from the rubble 2 charred beams and mounted them on the east wall in the form of a cross and placed beneath them the words, "Father, forgive." Little did I think then that there would come a time in my life when I was going to have to give a great deal of thought to this subject of forgiveness, what it is and what it isn't. It is clear from reading the Bible and the teachings of Jesus in particular that forgiveness and reconciliation are a huge part of God's agenda. The Sermon on the Mount is acclaimed widely, even by those of other or no religious persuasion, as being one of the very finest codes for living. In it, Jesus, directly after giving us the Lord's Prayer, containing the words, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors," he makes forgiveness a condition for God's forgiveness. He went on to say, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." For me, that's probably the most scary verse in the whole Bible. For any who call themselves Christian, unforgiveness is never an option. George Herbert, the 17th century theologian and poet, put it well. He said, "He who cannot forgive breaks the bridge over which he himself must pass." In my boyhood, I had a friend in our street who went into hospital with an appendicitis. After the operation, he came home, but a few days later, he had to return to the hospital with an infection in the wound. He died shortly afterwards, not of the appendicitis, but of the secondary infection. The damage that we inflict on ourselves by harbouring anger and bitterness can be far more serious than the initial wound. How we deal with this second remembering is crucial. I have seen, as a minister, people destroyed, not by the cruel events of life, but by the anger and bitterness, often justified, that they have allowed or even encouraged to fill their thoughts. Our anger and bitterness only hurt us. The objects of our anger usually couldn't care less. It even adds interest to their investment. The recently departed President Nelson Mandela famously said, "As I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison." Amazing words. Forgiveness does not mean that we're soft on crime, though. Now, if you beat me up outside and steal my wallet, and it's hardly worth it, I'll forgive you. But I won't stop the policeman from taking you off to prison. You see, forgiveness is a very personal thing. But the Bible clearly teaches that the law is God's protection for society. And the law, national or international, such as it is, must, within the limits of its remit, pursue and prosecute. But if it becomes vengeful or vindictive or retaliative, it is out of order. Our people were murdered in revenge for an act of Western aggression, which was in turn an act of aggression and revenge. It is by doing something to break the vicious cycle of hatred and aggression that we become winners. On that fifth morning after her murder, I sat in our daughter's room, remembering the previous evening's news that it had been indeed a bomb that had brought down Pan Am Flight 103. I recalled the cries for revenge and thought, if I want someone dead because my child is dead, I become no better than the terrorists. I bring myself right down to their level. Gandhi's words came to mind, an eye for an eye, and the world will soon be blind. So, we remember them. We remember them with love and sorrow and pain. And we remember those who did this dreadful deed. And we remember those who have assiduously sought to hide the truth from us. We have witnessed in these 25 years the death of honor and of truth and of justice, and so the death of trust. Evil and injustice must be bravely confronted, and every effort made to expose the truth. But we must pursue our quest without malice and desire for revenge. Next week, we will be celebrating the greatest act of grace and forgiveness ever. A universal offer of a reprieve from all charges against us. The Christmas message of the gospel, symbolized by the incarnation from the cradle to the cross to the empty tomb, is reconciliation. The word says, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. let us seek, at least on a personal level, to be God-like bridge builders. And in this greater international theatre we are here for, seek to break this never-ending cycle of aggression. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil by doing good. God bless you.